317-239-1009. You can let us know what you're into. It could be a movie, a book, a place to eat, an indie, whatever it is. Let us know. Also on social media, we'll get to some of those tweets. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Alex knows about this, but maybe some other people don't. It's called The Five Love Languages book, and it is amazing. And it's not just for a person that you love, like your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, husband, wife, whatever it might be, but it's the people you work with. I need to start using this with Alex and Liv, and maybe it'll help. The five love languages are words of affirmation. And they say, for example, use words to build up other people. Like like Lindsay could do this one. Thanks for taking out the garbage. Not, it's about time you took out the garbage. The flies are going to carry it away for you. another thing right there is gifts. And I believe, Alex, you said this is yours. A gift
Mine's
says...
Mine's tied. Words of affirmation and gifts, actually.
Okay. A gift says he was thinking about me. Look what he got for me. Acts of service is the third one. That's doing something for your spouse that they that you know they would really like.
Like clean out their cars, grab the groceries.
Cook a meal, whatever it might be. Quality time, that means, you know, giving your spouse your undivided attention. I struggle with that, and that's what my wife likes. I am so bad at that. Like taking a walk together, just sitting next to them on the couch with the TV off and not scrolling on your phone, checking Instagram. And I think I kind of like this one, physical touch, but it's not the hand-holding part. That's what it is. There's hugging, there's kissing. I think they're on here, there's sexual intercourse. That's what I like. Different ways to express love. Well, it's just being real. I'm not a big
physical touch is a love language. Is any you constantly like having someone touching you, like her hand on your just your leg or rubbing your back or hand holding or whatever. Yes, intimacy is in
it
there.
It is on there. It says just sexual intercourse.
Yes, it is. It is of course included. But I'm just in general, you constantly like being touched.
Now, out of the way this works is out of these five, each one each has a primary love language. That's what we have. It speaks more deeply to you than all others. Discovering each other's languages and speaking it regularly is the best way to keep love alive in your marriage. So we're going to put this link up on our Instagram story, and it'll actually take you to, there's a way you can find out what your love language is.
Yeah, there's a quiz.
Find out.
What
take
is yours?
That quiz. For me, kind of like you, how you're tied with stuff, I do like words of affirmation.
I'm going to guess that it's acts of service.
Well, yeah, and it's weird because I do that all the time. My wife gives a damn about it, but I'm the guy that takes the plate away and washes it for her. She doesn't care. When I ask her, like, hey, can you get this? She's like, am I your mom?
Exactly.
I'm like, no, I'm just saying, could you help a brother out? So what about you, Alex? What are you into this week?
Okay, so usually whenever I've showed a song that I've been into for this segment, it's usually been a Christian song, which I do love Christian music.
Praise this, Jesus.
This could not be further from that. This is a hip-hop song. So fun fact about me, I love every single type of music except reggae. I can't stand reggae. But I like pretty much every single other type. And my number one genre that I listen to typically is hip-hop and rap, and this is by a guy named Partisan Fontaine, and it's featuring Cardi B. It's called Backing It Up. You know how to make a bag, don't you? Make your ex want to get it back. That's a fact. Say a lot of put a in the back. Hey. I know how to go and get a bag, don't I? I know how to get a bag, don't I? Make my ex want to get it back. That's a fact. Say a lot of put a in the back. Hey, back. Backing it up. I'm the queen of talking shit, then I'm backing it up. Yeah, so when I like rap, I like the more gangsta, more trap music, like it could be as possible that I like the real gangsta type of trap music.
Well,
rap.
Praise Jesus for that one. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
So I'm really into this skincare line. It's called Simple Skincare.
Okay.
And it's all like natural and it's for sensitive skin. And what I like about it is it's not going to like break the bank because I'm balling on a budget here.
Holla.
And a lot of like organic and like hypoallergenic products are so expensive, but you can literally get this at Kroger.
Oh,
and I
cool.
use the makeup wipes and I just use a moisturizer because there's not like one thing I'm allergic to. It's just everything irritating. Hates my face.
You're just sensitive.
Even my own tears like burn my under eye skin.
Imagine that.
You look like one of those dogs where it gets all red by the eyes.
Literally, my face puffs up and it like hurts. It's like I'm allergic to my own sadness.
Wesley and Carmel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into?
Hi, I am into archery.
Archery, that's fancy. Yeah.
Have you always been into that, or is it something you've been checking out lately?
I got into it about a couple years ago, just for like a hobby, for like stress relief. but I have really bad anxiety, so I just do stuff like that. It's really cool. I'm not a big gun guy, so this is kind of like an alternative.
Okay. So do you just shoot the arrows like into nothing, or do you actually like kill animals with it?
I do not hunt.
Okay.
I want to get into it, but I have like my own, in my mom's house, I have like a place where I have like hay and some archery targets, so I just shoot into those.
Very cool. That's something really neat to put on your Bumble profile.
You know, I got to find out, right. Where do you go, Wesley? Because after watching the Hunger Games, I'm kind of into it too.
Oh my gosh.
I go to this local place in Madison County. It's in Pendleton, Indiana. It's called Deer Track Archery.
Okay.
So I go there for all day and I can shoot for $10.
That's awesome, man. Hey, thank you for calling in, Wesley, this morning in Carmel, letting us know what you're into.
Samantha tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She's a witch. She says, as soon as I wake up, I turn my alarm off and take 5 to 10 deep cleansing breaths. I then do at least 3 neck rolls in each direction. It wakes me up and gets me ready for the day. I think you're a witch, Samantha.
Well, I think it's a bit of a dramatic jump right there. I don't think that means she's a witch.
Joe might like this. Katie suggested intuitive eating is a book and approach created by registered dietitians and is a great approach for many people. Cody said he's getting into the artist NF a lot. I'm really into 2 songs, If You Want Love and Therapy Session. Cody, I love NF. I have been a fan of NF for years. Before he was on the radio, I have a huge crush on him. He is so cool. And Ashley says she loves baking. It's her happy place.
Ooh, okay, cool. Hey, thank you guys for letting us know. If you couldn't get through on the phones, do that at Joan Alex Show on Twitter and let us know what you're into. We do that every week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show.
And you can swipe up on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show to shop Live Skincare. Check out the book and take the quiz that Joe's talking about for the 5 love languages and listen to the song that I suggested.